Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's open season on Black Lives. We are murdered by police, hunted by white vigilantes, and relegated to second-class citizenship. Nevertheless, we always make our voices heard. But one of our first attempts to unite didn't involve our voices at all. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. It must have seemed like the second coming. Thousands of black people dressed in white strolled down the streets of New York, right where the Trump Building stands today. But something was different about this protest. There were no bullhorns, no confrontation, and no shouting. There was no clapping, no singing, and no explanation. It was just us in a glorious procession, not uttering a single sound. What was this? Throughout July 1917, they ambushed our people. Ultimately, 200 black men, women, and children were drowned, beaten, lynched, or burned just for existing. The survivors, numbering in the thousands, fled their homes to escape the violence and arson. Then we made an important decision. It was the first time our people had united in the tens of thousands, so we needed to make an impact. Armed only with signs that read mottos such as "Make America Safe for Democracy" and "Your Hands Are Full of Blood," we decided to march in complete silence. The result? The country took notice, and people not only joined our cause, but also were inspired to raise their voices against racism. Now, over a century later, we must continue to fight, because our power is indeed in our unity. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.